5, Four Winds Farm.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan. Four Winds Farm, a cluster subdivision, it consists of 336 single lots on 169 acres, private roads, open space, stormwater mess, and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, outdoor pool and deck, bathhouse, storage building, tot lot, and pickleball courts. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by Sussex, by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 12th, 2023, subject to 20 conditions. The landscape plan includes a 30-foot buffer which utilizes the areas of existing trees as well as planting areas on the north and south of the proposal to satisfy the requirements of conditions D and Q of the conditions of approval. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the east side of Shingle Point Road, Sussex County Road 249, and Harbison Road, Route 5. Tax parcel is District 235, map 25.00, parcel 39.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, 2021-25, Four Winds Farm, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve final subdivision and landscape plan.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-25, Four Winds Farm. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2017-20, Welch's Pond, formerly known as Fieldstone and the Grove at Love Creek, request to amend conditions of approval.
On May 21st, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to amend conditions of approval for Welch's Pond, a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 247 single-family lots on 256 acres, private roads, open space, stormwater management, ponds, and amenities to include a community park, clubhouse and in-ground pool, boathouse and kayak ramp, and dock. Specifically, the applicant has requested that condition KB of the conditions of approval, which currently states, quote, "The primary community clubhouse pool shall be constructed prior to the issuance of the 130th building permit," end quote, to be amended to state, quote, "The primary community clubhouse pool shall be constructed prior to the earlier of A, issuance of the 148th building permit, or B, December 31st, 2024, 60% of the building permits in the community." The proposed amended language is consistent with the current code requirements, which require all amenities to be completed by the issuance of the residential building permit representing 60% of the total residential building permits for the subdivision. Additionally, the applicant's representative submitted further documentation in the form of a letter noting that this request aligns with the expectation set in the public offering statement language delivered to every purchaser of a home within the community pursuant to Delaware Uniform Common Interest Ownership Act and photos showing the current status of construction activities on the proposed clubhouse amenities to date. Property is located on the south side of Ward Road, Sussex County Road 283A, and Cedar Grove Road, Sussex County Road 283, and east of Mulberry Knoll Road, Sussex County Road 284. Tax parcel is District 334, map 12.00, parcel 16.00, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and GR, General Residential District.
Any questions or discussion?
Basically, this brings it into line with what is in the ordinance now. This is the 60%. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think they sold a little faster than they expected, so they're a little behind in construction. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the amended conditions of approval for 2017-20, Welch's Pond.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2017-20, Welch's Pond, formerly known as Fieldstone and the Grove at Love Creek. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-38, Holly Lake Campground, preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the Holly Lake Campground on property containing 53.7 acres, more or less. Conditional use number 709 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, November 30th, 1982, through ordinance number 82. Specifically, the proposal is for the establishment of a 1,500-square-foot more or less in-ground pool area, pool deck area, 144-square-foot pump house, and other site improvements. The property is located on the south side of Woodcrest Drive off of the east side of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 16, Parcel 14, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Any questions? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary amenities plan, site plan 2438, Holly Lake Campground.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary amenities plan for site plan 24-38 Holly Lake Campground. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Russell and Danielle Smart, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 10 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 96.139 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Russell Road, Sussex County Road 455B. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 23, Parcel 1. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, the lands of Russell and Daniel Smart, I make a motion to approve upon receipt of all agency approval and staff review of a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
Second the motion.
The movement seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Russell and Danielle Smart, with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, moving on to old business. Our